Today's Politico Playbook audio briefing is presented by Google.
Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing.
And I'm Anna Palmer. There are 50 days until Election Day and 16 days until the government runs out of money. Those are two very important numbers this Monday morning. Washington needs to balance two concerns in the coming weeks. It has to put together a package to fund the government to avoid a September 30th shutdown. And it needs to also mollify a growing clutch of anxious House Democrats who are agitating for further votes on COVID relief. Let's get this out of the way. Most people involved in legislating do not expect a government shutdown, nor did they expect anything resembling a COVID relief bill to reach President Donald Trump's desk before Election Day.
But how Congress wraps up its work for the fall is far from clear. A growing number of House Democrats are communicating to their leadership that they are awfully frustrated. They don't like the COVID relief talks have broken down. The two sides aren't talking at all. The House passed the HEROES Act 4 months ago, and these Democrats are suggesting to their party brass that they need something new to talk about on the campaign trail. Blaming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't enough. Our colleagues Heather Cagle and Sarah Ferris expertly cataloged some of this angst last week.
There are three general directions the House Democrats can go in. Number one, they can do nothing, which doesn't really appear to be much of an option at the moment. Number two, they can vote on an altered version of the HEROES Act. This will be difficult for the Democrats to pass. The price tag is high, and everyone will push for their policies to be included in the bill. Number three, this option seems to make the most sense. The leadership could put up some votes on individual policies, enhanced unemployment, a bulked-up testing program, and an extension of the Paycheck Protection Program.
The House Problem Solvers Caucus, which we've been skeptical of because it hasn't solved as many problems as its name seems to indicate, has quietly been working on a plan that has attracted some interest from both sides of the aisle. The group, co-chaired by Josh Gottheimer and Tom Reed, has also been in touch with the White House. The problem solvers say they plan to release some sort of COVID relief bill with the support of several dozen lawmakers from both parties. We keep hearing that they will negotiate against Nancy Pelosi and drop the state and local offer to $500 billion. Pelosi was at $900 billion. This could be a nice way for lawmakers to support a new plan, though it's tough to see enough Democrats jumping on board with this to move the needle.
We're going to get a full week of back and forth on COVID relief and government funding. If COVID relief talks ever restart, remember, the sticking point is that state and local money. Dems want nearly $1 trillion, and the White House wants something in the range of $100 billion to $200 billion. Democrats can't abandon this because A, they think it's the right policy, and B, unions are gung-ho about the cash. Government funding is far from figured out, too. Republicans are already complaining that Democrats want a quote-unquote clean bill, a simple extension of funding without extraneous policies, but are privately pushing for some COVID relief in the bill. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been clear. Clean means clean. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date on all of this in the coming 2 weeks. These things tend to get messy pretty quick.
TV alert, Steven Mnuchin will be on Squawk Box at 8:15 on CNBC. For your radar, the Weather Channel is running this headline, Tropical Storm Sally, expected to strengthen and could strike Louisiana and Mississippi as a hurricane. Our colleagues Nahal Tusi and Natasha Bertrand have a wild story, reporting that Iran is weighing a plot to kill the U.S. ambassador to South Africa, according to officials. And breaking overnight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced on Twitter that Terry Branstad, the former governor of Iowa, will step down as ambassador to China.
Meanwhile, here's a shot from President Donald Trump's Sunday night in Henderson, Nevada. He said, "It's very interesting. Some say call us Latino. Others say call us Hispanic. Others say call us whatever the hell you want. We love you. We love you." The Chaser? The Post is reporting that Latino groups are warning Biden's campaign about slugging outreach to voters could hurt him in November. And Sabrina Rodriguez and Mark Caputo have a look at how wild conspiracy theories have swamped Florida Latinos.
Here's how Trump's visit played with a few local headlines. Trump energizes Henderson crowd, stresses economy, law and order. That's from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. In defiance of Nevada governor, Trump holds indoor rally. That's from Jonathan Lemire of the AP. Gabby Orr, who was in Vegas for Politico, has a big picture look at how the Trump campaign is caught between two worlds with 2 months to go. The president is running on incumbency and is the perpetual outsider who is combative and as vicious as ever.
Meanwhile, Chris Catalego and Natasha Carecki go deep on how the Biden campaign is trying to protect him from the coronavirus, including meticulously spraying airplanes with disinfectant, news reporters getting their temperatures taken, and allowing very little access to the Biden home by staffers. And the coronavirus continues to rage. 6.5 million Americans have contracted the coronavirus, and 194,081 Americans have died. The New York Times is reporting that vaccine makers are staying quiet about safety details, which is alarming scientists.
AFSCME and the NAACP are launching a seven-figure radio ad buy targeting black voters in Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin.
And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president will leave Las Vegas at 9:20 a.m. and route to McClellan Park, California. He will participate in a wildfire briefing at 11 a.m. The president will deliver remarks and participate in a ceremony recognizing the California National Guard at 12:05. He will depart at 12:40 and route to Phoenix, Arizona. Trump will arrive at 2:30 and head to the Arizona Grand Resort and Spa, where he will participate in a Latinos for Trump coalition roundtable at 3. Trump will then depart for the airport at 4 and travel back to Washington. He will arrive at the White House at 11:35 p.m.
Joe Biden and Jill Biden will vote in the Delaware primary election this morning. Joe Biden will deliver remarks in Wilmington about the wildfires and climate crisis. He'll attend virtual fundraisers. In the evening, Biden will deliver remarks at the Poor People's Campaign virtual event. Kamala Harris will join in a Unite Here virtual roundtable. She'll also attend fundraisers. In the evening, she'll travel to California. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.